You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Welcome to our picks for Week 19 in the Canadian Football League, straight up and against the spread. I'm John Hodge, joined, of course, by JC Abbott, the Jumbo Cheese. And JC, today we are sitting on a platform of victory, having gone a perfect 3-0, not only straight up, but also against the spread last week. A big round of applause for us.
Well, Hodge, you already bragged about being 3-0 on the podcast. I treat my superiority with a sense of humility. I carry it close to the vest. I don't check. I just go through life knowing I've gone 3-0. That to me is how I carry myself every day, regardless of how my picks do. I am always undefeated in my own mind.
I think being unbothered by your picks is probably a good idea, right? It can be easy to live and die with these picks, especially if you are putting money on the line. If you do so, of course, please do so responsibly. But at the end of the day, we're running out of weeks here, JC. I'm proud of my record straight up. I've got some work to do against the spread. I dug myself into a hole earlier in the year. I have been digging myself out, but 3-0 last week goes a long way towards that. Hopefully this week with a four-game slate, I can go 4-0. So we'll have to wait and see. We got some wacky, wild spreads here. Let's get into them. Starting with game one. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 10.5-point home favorites over the Toronto Argonauts on Friday night, where they'll look to clinch first place in the West Division for the first time since 2019. The Riders will be without Roland Milligan Jr. and Dante Myers this week, though Mario Alford and Brett Lawther have returned to help out on special teams. The Argonauts, meanwhile, have made 5 changes to their starting lineup, including Jarrett Deggie getting his start under center in place of the injured Nick Arbuckle. JC, can Toronto cover this wide spread, or will the Riders ride?
Well, Toronto has nothing to play for but the future at this point. And I'm not even sure that Jarrett Deggie will play the entirety of this game. We may see some Tucker Horn in here at some point. I know that Ryan Dinwiddie has alluded to the fact that he would like to see him in some live game action before the end of the season. And heck, I'd like to see a little Max Duggan from his time at TCU, get him a few reps before this season is over too. So we don't know what the Argos are going to do with all of their precious minutes remaining in terms of evaluating their talent. But with some of the absences that the Riders have on the back end, Roland Milligan Jr., Devon Campbell remaining out, I'm just not sure that they are going to be at peak capacity. Now, I trust some of their replacements right now better than when they went up against the Alouettes a few weeks ago and poor Kerfalo Exume was stuck out there by his lonesome and fed to the wolves. That's not going to be the situation here. But a 10.5-point spread, that scares me a little bit, because I think this is a game where the Riders could get up big early and then let their foot off the gas pedal a little bit. Toronto adds some points late and covers a big spread via the back door. That's what I'm going to take here. Saskatchewan winning, but Toronto covering.
I'm taking the Saskatchewan Roughriders to not only win, but I'm going to take them to cover this widespread. Yes, it's double digits, but at the end of the day, this Argonauts team looked terrible on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, they put up a decent amount of points last week, but they had four picks from Daigie, and they gave up nine sacks. And yes, they got Brandon Kemp back. He's going to take over at left tackle. That's a big upgrade over Hampton Urgle, who really struggled for the Boatmen last week. But that being said, I mean, I still think that the Riders are going to get some takeaways. I mean, I like their defense better than Hamilton's, at least in the pressure department. And if Hamilton was able to get nine last week, I think the Riders, even against an improved offensive line, I think can get five, six, seven against Jarrett Daigie, a guy who likes to hold onto the ball. I don't think Daigie's a bad player, but when you go onto the road, if you can't get the ball out of your hands, if you're making mistakes with some of these interceptions, some of these takeaways, games can get out of hand early. We just saw that a couple of weeks ago, where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers won 40-3 against the Ticats, due in part due to the turnover battle, right? It wasn't a dominant performance necessarily from pole to pole, but those takeaways can really, really impact a game, right, with big swings back and forth. So this is the type of game that I think the Riders can really pull away in. Dante Meyers being out does not scare me. The Riders are so deep in their receiving core, that doesn't bother me at all. I'm interested to see what Sheldrick Redwine does in his first career start in for Roland Milligan Jr., a guy who was a fourth-round pick in the 2019 NFL draft, has played with a ton of teams down south. Interested to see how he will fare in that boundary halfback spot where you're typically seeing a lot of your opposition's best receiver. But to me, this is Saskatchewan's chance to wrap up first place. It's their chance to do so at home. I think they feel like they probably got away with one a little bit last week in Ottawa, right? Not their best effort, still got a win. I think they slam the gas pedal here at Mosaic. I think that they win this game. I think they do so in emphatic fashion and punch their ticket to the West Final in the process. The injuries don't scare me. I think this team gets it done. Give me the Riders, and I'm happy to eat the points.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 3-point home favorites over the Calgary Stampeders on Saturday afternoon, where they'll look to stay ahead of Montreal in the race for first place in the East Division. The Tabbies have won four of their last five games and are the CFL's healthiest team, while the Stampeders are heading in the other direction, having lost four in a row. Calgary's once vaunted defense has allowed 39.8 points per game on their recent losing skid, which is over double what they allowed over their first 13 games. That was 19.5 points per game. Marquel Lee returned to the lineup at linebacker last week, but the unit is now banged up elsewhere, with Damon Webb and Derek Moncrief not participating in practice this week. Who will come out victorious in Steeltown?
I mean, you laid it out, JC. This defense with Jalen Hutchings and Falara Nirumalade along the defensive line was untouchable. They've been without those two, or at least one of those two, for their last several games, and it has completely flipped the complexion of this defense. Without that pressure, getting there with just four players, the back end has been completely exposed. And I have completely sold my stock in the Calgary Stampeders. I'm not saying I won't try to buy it back at a point in the future at a lower price, but right now I am in the prove it model, right? Prove that you can win without Falara Nirumalade, who's out, of course, for the season due to a torn Achilles, before I'm picking the Calgary Stampeders again. Meanwhile, the Tiger Cats, I mean, this offense was sensational last week. Kenny Lawler is, I think he's got 13 touchdowns on the year. Like, my goodness, he's going to have, I think, at least one in this game. I like everything that the Tiger Cats are doing, and they're also a motivated group, right? They need to stay ahead of the streaking Montreal Alouettes if they're hoping to get that East Final berth and get the bye. That comes, of course, with getting first place in the standings. So I'm all on the Tabbies here. 3.5 points. Honestly, I thought the spread would be a little bit longer. I think The reason it's not is because the Stamps are above 500. But again, if you just look over the last month, this team has been awful. Vernon Adams Jr. has talked about losing his confidence, right? He's got 6 interceptions in his last 3 games. He's not protecting the football. And again, defensively, laid it out, JC, 40 points a game. They're giving up 40 points a game. How do you win in professional football if you're consistently giving up that many points? So to me, I'm happy to ride with the Ticats here. I think they're playing better football right now in all 3 phases. And the fact that they're at home and the spread is this close, I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
I'm in the same boat as you. I've got the Tabbies all the way. Obviously, they had their slip up a few weeks back against Winnipeg, but they responded last week with an emphatic statement that they are here to play and they are taking this race for first place seriously, right? They are playing with a swagger and a confidence and an intensity and an urgency that, simply put, the Calgary Stampeders, despite the fact that they are still technically on the playoff bubble, are not demonstrating right now. I think with the way that that defense has regressed over the last little bit, Bo Levi Mitchell could potentially slice them up. And the absences in the secondary concern me. Damon Webb, for certain, seems like he's trending towards being out. I think he has not gotten enough love as an impact safety in the league this year, a potential all-star. I think that really hurts that Stampeders unit if he's unable to go. Derek Moncrief, it's listed as non-injury related, so that could be any number of things. He could potentially be back for game day. We don't know at this stage, but if you're missing more pieces from a defense that's already missing some of its most important pieces and struggling, that does not bode well from you. I have not seen any signs of life from the Stampeders as of late, any indication that they're ready to turn around. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. I hope they do and make a compelling race in the West and make that crossover spot interesting. But right now, it's the Ticats all the way for me.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The Edmonton Elks are 3.5-point home underdogs to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Saturday afternoon in a matchup of 2 teams coming off the bye. The weather forecast for this game looks terrible, JC. A high of 8 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. There's going to be wind. There's going to be clouds. Could be nasty, which means we could get a big game from Brady Oliveira and Justin Rankin, the latter of whom just signed a 2-year contract extension with the Elks. Nick Dembski is doubtful to play in this one for Winnipeg due to personal reasons, though nothing has been officially confirmed. It should be noted Dembski did post very recently on his Instagram that he is expecting his second child. So that is believed what this is going to, or that is believed to be the reason why he's unlikely to play in this one, though that remains unconfirmed. Can the Elks get the win and keep their faint playoff hopes alive, or will the Blue Bombers keep rolling?
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers have this unique ability to win games under any conditions with any obstacles either the world or themselves puts in their own way. And I'm going to say this pick with full respect to that history, but I have a feeling. I have one of those potentially indigestion feelings again, Hodge, and it has me picking the Edmonton Elks this week. I just think this team is different than the one we saw during the first half of the season, and they're not going to go gently into that good night. They know that they need victories to stay alive. I think Mark Killam will have his team fired up. I think Justin Rankin, this will be the type of game where he can show his utter dominance, and the fact that, you know, if it wasn't for the tremendous play of a couple of quarterbacks, I genuinely think he deserves to be in the MOP conversation with how impactful he's been for that football team. And I think that their passing attack is going to be less influenced by the poor weather with Cody Fajardo at the helm than the Bombers will be with Zach Collaros. I just think he has been inconsistent at best over the last couple of years. And with all due respect to the performance he put on the field last week, which was the, or 2 weeks ago, which was the best of his career or of his season, I don't think he's going to do that consistently. I don't think he'll do that in the rain. And the last time the Bombers came off a bye week, right? We've always talked about how good Mike O'Shea's teams are after that week off. They got stomped by Calgary. So I think this is a perfect moment for Edmonton to show their fight, to show their resiliency, to show that they are a different team now with Mark Killam as their head coach and Cody Fajardo as their quarterback. And I'm picking them to upset the Bombers in this game.
I like the pick, JC. I do. I think that Edmonton is a better team than the record would indicate, right? This is one of those teams, a lot like last year's Elks, honestly, where it's like, man, I wish you guys had figured it out before the first third of the season was over. Because if you had, you'd be going to the playoffs and you'd be one of those teams that I don't think anybody would want to play, right? That being said, I do think the Bombers have figured things out offensively. I do think that this team has figured things out defensively. Obviously, Brady Oliveira is great. But the protection that we saw, I thought, from the Bombers in their win over the Tiger Cats was sensational, right? This is a team that has struggled to protect their quarterbacks at times this season. And I think that has led to a lot of the interceptions that we've seen, right? The Bombers have thrown more than anybody in the league. And when they don't throw picks, they win games, right? Zach Collaros did a great job of protecting the football last game. I think he's going to do the same thing again. And it should be noted, though, yes, the weather conditions are different this time around. Zach completely lit up this JC Sherritt defense early in the year in week four. Now, the Bombers didn't see Cody Fajardo in that game. They, of course, saw Trey Ford, who's long since been benched. I think as long as you can take away Justin Rankin, you win this game if you're the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I don't see the Elks passing attack being super prolific. I really don't. I think this is a team that, again, is better than their record shows, but I don't think they're better than the Blue Bombers. That said, at home, right, 3.5 points, that half point really gets me. I am going to take the Elks to cover. I think this is a field goal type of victory for the Blue Bombers, and I can absolutely see the Elks potentially stealing this win. And honestly, I think this is the game of the week, and I wrote a full column about how the Edmonton Elks can still make the playoffs. I wanted to do a full deep dive on it, lay it all out. And honestly, I'm more optimistic about their chances after writing the column than I were before. The Elks are still eligible for the playoffs if they lose this week. If they win, suddenly they're in like a genuinely decent spot to either surpass Winnipeg or Calgary. Those are the two teams they can catch for that fourth and final playoff spot, getting that crossover position. So very interesting. If you want to see a full breakdown of the different scenarios, go check out that column at 3downnation.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe for our newsletter, all the latest insight, analysis, news in your inbox every single day.
Well, from the game of the week to whatever this one is going to be, the Montreal Alouettes are 13.5-point home favorites over the Ottawa Redblacks on Monday afternoon for their annual Thanksgiving clash. The Redblacks are officially in next year territory after being eliminated from playoff contention and have reportedly shut down Drew Brown for the rest of the season, giving Dustin Crum the start this week. The Alouettes, meanwhile, are rolling with Davis Alexander back in the lineup. The 26-year-old is 9-0 as a CFL starter and is looking to become the first quarterback ever in league history to start his career 10-0. Hodge, can the Redblacks cover this massive spread, or will Montreal dominate the day?
I mean, anything's possible, but honestly, JC, call me a glutton, but I'm taking the Alouettes to win and cover this spread.
It's Thanksgiving. It's a feast.
It is a feast.
Go back for seconds.
I actually celebrated Thanksgiving last weekend. I've already feasted, and I'm Not sure my appetite is back anytime soon. I had a lot of food. That said, I am gobbling up the points on Monday, this Thanksgiving Monday. Look, I mean, the Alouettes are just different, right? With Davis Alexander, he's the first player ever in CFL history to start 9 games at quarterback and win them all to start his career. And I think he's going to go to 10-0 here, as you laid out. No disrespect to Dustin Crum. I think he's fine. I think he can do some interesting things. I like what he does with his legs. I love his toughness, his tenacity, but he is not super adept at pushing the ball down the field. Yes, he's got some passing yards, but those almost always come, right, when this team is trailing by one or, in many cases, multiple scores. So I think that the Alouettes, when you add in, you know, their push for first place, the home field advantage in front of what should be a really nice crowd at Percival Molson Stadium, Davis Alexander being healthy, coming off the bye, all of these things, I love their chances of winning this game and winning this big. The Red Blacks, meanwhile, they're on the road, right? They're beat up. We haven't seen their depth chart yet. We won't see it for a long time because this game is until Monday. But it wouldn't be surprising if they went young at some spots, given the fact that, of course, they've been eliminated from playoff contention. So for all these reasons and more, I'm happy to take the Montreal Alouettes straight up and against the spread. To me, this is like a 35-17 type of game. That's how I see the Alouettes covering this spread. I don't think it's going to be 50-0, but it doesn't have to be 50-0 to cover the spread. So I'm taking Montreal to win and cover.
Well, it's a national travesty that this is the game of the holiday season. If this were the NFL, this would be a game you'd flex out of prime time. It is not a compelling matchup in the least. The Montreal Alouettes are going to win this game. They have more talent. They have more to play for. I think they will roll in this contest. But I am going to take the Ottawa Redblacks to cover by a hair for one reason and one reason only, and that is Dustin Crum. I've been pleasantly surprised by his play at quarterback this season. I think he has altered some of the narratives around him, and he never goes gently into that good night. He always has some fight at the end of games. As you alluded to, Hodge, it's often when they're down by multiple touchdowns or down by at least a touchdown, but he always makes it close inevitably. Again, I'm looking at a backdoor cover here from the Redblacks and Crum. I think they can keep it within 10 points here late by scoring a couple of garbage time touchdowns. But the Alouettes are going to roll and keep the fight alive for first place in the East.
For the record, Dustin Crum is 2-3 against the spread this year. The most recent start he had in week 15 against BC, he failed to cover the 9.5-point spread. So I don't think your logic is poor, JC, but that is one of the reasons why I'm happy to roll with the Alouettes to cover what is the biggest spread we've seen in the CFL so far this season by a considerable margin. I think this week was the first two double-digit spreads, right? We've seen a lot of parity in the league this year. So this is the wildest spread. So I feel a little silly taking it, but I do think that the Alouettes can get it done. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Thank you as always for listening to the Three Down Nation podcast. We'll be back hopefully Monday night after that game wraps with Justin Dunk to break down all the action, preview week 20, chop up the news, analysis, insight, and more. We'll see you then.